Welcome to the end of proceedings down here at Arrow Valley with the Green Fair. I'm being joined now by June Carmichael, who is the events assistant who's put this whole event on. How do you think it's gone today, June?
Well, fab. Great turnout. Beautiful weather. And considering it was the Wembley final, people did come down.
The Wimbledon final, yes.
Yes. Yeah,
and the Grand Prix.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
That's all right.
No, good turnout, great weather. And
that's great stuff. So how long did it take to put together this event?
Well, it takes lots of preparation, or, you know, booking everybody in and just even the setting up time. So
that's brilliant. You've had loads of local organisations joining in.
Local communities, craft stalls, animals, choirs.
It's all been here, and everyone's been, roasted with the hot sunshine. It's been about 90 degrees today. You couldn't have wished for better weather compared to last year. It was a bit of a washout last year, wasn't it?
Yes, it definitely. We couldn't do it on the field last year, but this year it has been fab. Maybe a bit cool. I shouldn't moan, but maybe a bit cooler weather would have been nice.
Oh, next year maybe. Don't wish for snow, whatever you do. That was June Carmichael there, catching up with her as she's packing everything away. Of course, we've got Val Wilson, who's been working hard behind the scenes as well. And can't get hold of Val, unfortunately, but she sends her best wishes to everybody who's joined us down here at the Green Fair today. Along with all the organisations, we thank you for coming down if you was part of the fair today. Yes, keep an eye out on the old website, the Redditch Borough Council website, for further information on forthcoming events. We've got the Street Theatre, which is an annual event which takes place at various points in Redditch. Okay, the first one kicks off on the 30th of this month, so you've got a couple of weeks just into the school holidays, and Street Theatre begins here in Redditch, and also you've got Street Theatre Bromsgrove, which takes place as well during those particular weeks. Okay, for further information, as I said, go to the Redditch Borough Council website. You can also go to the Twitter feed, which is at Redditch Matters. That's at Redditch Matters for further information on all the events that's coming up through the summer. Don't forget the big one, Morton Stanley Festival, which takes place in August as well. I'm sorry I haven't got all the information in front of me, but as I said, go to their website, the Redditch Borough Council website, for a whole heap of stuff, of things going on during the school holidays, and the Morton Stanley Festival is one of those. Spread over 2 days, you've got live bands playing on a big stage, and loads of local artists, and all the usual fairground attractions and stalls, community stalls and such like as well. Excellent. Well, that's it. My name's Phil Dent. It's been a pleasure keeping you posted with what's been going on here in Redditch today. It's been a fantastic day. As I said, 90 degrees Celsius is 90 degrees Fahrenheit, sorry, should say. That's the temperature that reached down here on the meadow at Arrow Valley, just by the Lakeside Centre. And that's it. Just leaves me to say thanks very much for joining us, and I hope to catch you again soon at another forthcoming event at some point. All right, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy the sunshine while it lasts. We're not sure how long it's going to be, but rumour says it's about 2 weeks. Oh, lovely. My name's Phil Dent. Goodbye.